Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Grace of a Military Child and Life podcast. Military families are not like your traditional family. They are strong, brave, resilient, and some of the most incredible people I know. My name is Gracie, a U.S. Army brat, and I am your host. I am honored to be able to give military family members like myself a place for them to share their stories and experiences in the military life. Stay tuned for this week's guest. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Grace of Military Child in Life. Today, I'm here with Michaela, who is an Army brat. So, Michaela, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
Yes. So, tell me what it was like for you growing up as an Army brat.
Okay. So, I guess the main thing I think of is moving a lot. We moved all the time. Making new friends a lot. I guess that was like the main story of everything is like every time we would get somewhere new, we would kind of already be asking like, when are we going to move again? Where are we going next? Like,
right.
When we were really little, we thought that was really fun.
Yeah. So. Cause you get to explore and go to new places and yeah. You know, who wouldn't think that's fun?
Yeah. And I thought it was so normal. Like it was everyone did this.
Right.
And then once I got older, I realized like this is not a normal childhood.
Yeah, because not everyone, you know, has access to the PX and commissary. And,
right.
You know, all those things that we think of is so normal. And, you know, being a reserve child, you know, I didn't necessarily have access to that. So when I did, I was like, oh, this is fun. And, you know, my one friend and I joked around, like, our ID cards are like little VIP passes to get us into, you know, those fun things.
Yeah. Well, and I was the opposite of that. I was like totally engrossed in the entire like military world. So, like most of my friends were, you know, military brats and we just thought that was normal, like to have the PX commissary and to ask our friends like, so where have you lived? Or where'd you just come from? Or like the across the street neighbor, like we knew they're going to move in a month and we're going to get new neighbors. And
right.
That was just kind of normal.
Yeah. The first thing, you know, a lot of civilians, they ask, oh, well, where are you from? You know, and it's like for military kids, it's like, oh, well, where have you lived? Because you can't answer where are you from because you're from, you know, even I've only lived in 3 states, but I don't know where I'm from. Like I always say I'm from Cleveland because that's where I was born and I spent a decent part of my life there. But what do you like? It's hard to answer that question.
That is like the hardest question ever, I think, at least for me, because I've lived in like 9 places. Well, as a kid, 9 places. And as an adult, I've continued to move. But because I was born in Colorado and we left there by the time I was 2. So like, I don't even remember what that was like. And then people would be like, well, what about the longest place you've lived? And I'm like, well, I lived somewhere for 5 years, but I don't really think I'm from there. Like, I don't know. It's so confusing.
I know. And, you know, it's typically that where were you born? Where have you lived the longest? And even for me, like, yes, I was born in Cleveland. I lived there for 9 years and then I moved to Texas and was there for like 3 years. But I've been in Florida for a decade now, but I'm not from Florida. Like, you know, I'm from Ohio. I'm from Texas. I am, you know, partially from Florida. You know, my driver's license is a Florida license. So, you know, it's so hard to be able to pick one spot where, you know, Ohio holds my childhood. I always go back there and I'm like, this is home. This is what feels like home, you know, growing up, going to the metro parks and the zoo and all of that. And then Texas like has so many core memories there. And, you know, I was like between 9 and 12 when we were there. So like, that's pretty formative years. And then Florida is my entire teenage and young adults. So you have that too.
Yeah, I usually identify for the longest time, it was Nebraska, because that's where my parents are from. So like, we never went on like a family vacation, really. Growing up, we always every summer and every Christmas went back to Nebraska. Right. But then as an adult, when I moved to Nebraska after college, people would be like, oh, so which high school did you go to or something like that? Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, well, I didn't. I've actually never lived here.
And then they're like, I'm just here.
Yeah. So that got confusing too, but
yeah,
it's weird.
It is. And, you know, how do you start with listing off all the high schools you've been to? Like, I'm fortunate to have gone to, you know, the same school seventh grade through graduation, but like most kids don't have that opportunity.
No. So like I normally, when someone asks where I'm from, my first thing is I always just say, oh, I'm an Army brat. I'm not really from anywhere.
Yes.
I'm kind of from everywhere. And I just leave it at that. Like if people want to know more, then I'll tell them more. But it gets really confusing when it starts going into the high school stuff. Cause I luckily only had two high schools, but that's still confusing because one, I only went there for 1 year and
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, that's always the big thing is you meet someone from, you know, wherever location you're at.
Yeah.
And that's the first question. It's like, well, I was literally at the dentist this morning and he's like, oh, well, what high school did you go to? And, you know, thankfully I went to high school locally, so I didn't have to go through that whole explanation.
Right.
But if you didn't go to high school where you're living now, then it's like, it's a whole story to share of that. Yep. And then it's like, oh, well, I'm not really from here. I'm just here now. I'm a transplant.
That's basically like the story of my life, which even right. like in college, when I first got to college, you know, everyone kind of talks about like what town they came from and maybe right. they knew each other from sports or something mm-hmm. or like knew of each other. And I would, you know, I'd say, oh, well, I came from Leavenworth, which is where I graduated high school. And they'd be like, oh, well, my friend who's like 2 years older than us went to Leavenworth. I'm like, well, I wasn't there then, so I know I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, it depends on what college you go to. I kind of went to a smaller, you know, university kind of local to this area. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people will just graduate high school and go straight to Florida Gulf Coast. And so, you know, it was just that transition, you know, and so it's not like, you know, where I'm at now, which is University of Alabama, where everyone goes from everywhere, you know, to go
yeah.
to this prestigious college. Really, if you play basketball, then you'll want to come to FGCU, but that's about it. So, but, you know, you talk to these people and it's like, oh, well, where did you grow up? And it's like, okay, well, I know you grew up here. I know you spent your whole life living in Lee County, but I did not.
Right.
I spent it in Cuyahoga County and Bear County. And, you know, I'm from all over and I'm done with here. You know, like I'm ready to move on again. Like being here a decade has been too long.
That's how I am. I get a little bit restless. I'm better so I have a sister who is a year younger than me. So moving kind of made things easy for us because we're like built-in friends. But
yes.
She's way more restless than I am. Like she moves a lot. I've only moved as an adult. I've only moved like 4 times. So I think that's reasonable.
It is. For military kids, it's reasonable.
Yeah.
For, you know, talking to civilians, they're like, you've moved 4 times as an adult. Like,
yeah.
It's a different conversation there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm definitely that restless person. And I compensated a lot by traveling and just
going
to new places, going exploring. And, you know, military kids, we have friends all around the country, all around the world. So it's like,
yeah.
You can just, you have somewhere to visit. You know, everywhere you go. And so last year I was really, really restless. And so I was just every single month, and I kind of did my trips overlapped, but every single month I was somewhere. Like there was only 2 months that I wasn't on a flight. So I was like, you know, just checking off all the boxes, going, visiting people I hadn't seen in like a decade. And so it's really cool to be able to do that. But then, yeah, that restless, like I've had the itch to move. Like after 3 years of being here, I was like, where are we going next? Like,
yeah.
It's been too long here.
And it's really cool to have, I mean, the military brat thing, to have friends everywhere. I think I confuse people when I'm like, well, my friend who lives in this place and my friend who lives in that place.
I agree.
And they're like, how do you have friends in like every state or every region? Right. And I'm like, I just do. That's what happens.
And it's funny because like I was thinking about this the other day. Like I only have like maybe one or two friends local. Like that's mm-hmm. it. Like I have a handful of friends. And yeah. I was always the one, you know, because on a military base, you connect with everyone. You know, in sixth grade, I knew every single person in my, you know, sixth grade class. And, you know, we were a smaller group of people, but we still all knew each other, like passing by in the hallway. We knew each other by name. And so I was definitely a social butterfly. And so here, coming in saying, hey, yeah, I haven't lived here at all in my life. You know, I'm from Ohio. I'm from Texas. I'm now from Florida. You know, everyone has their cliques already and their friend groups. So it's hard to fit into that. But, you know, most of my friends, you know, I have friends in North Carolina. I have friends in Washington. I have friends in Texas. I have friends in Ohio. Like, literally, they're all over the place. And, like, maybe two of them are, you know, local to here. I have friends of other places, other parts of Florida. But that's, like, you know, 6 hours away still.
Yeah. I think that's something that as an adult, I didn't think would be as hard because yeah. as a kid, we made like, I moved so much. I made so many friends. I thought, okay, I'll just keep doing that. But right. then like, as an adult, it's very different to try and make friends, I guess, than it was as a kid. And you yeah. don't have like those built-in things like school or sports or whatever it is, like that you have to become friends with them because they sit next to you in class every day. So you become yeah. friends with them or yeah. stuff like that. That has been a little bit harder for me as an adult for sure.
Yeah, because like I said, everyone grew up knowing each other. Most people, you know, if you live your whole life in one spot, you're very less likely to yeah. move out of that area as an adult. And that's so.
Where I live now is a really small town in Iowa. So everyone already knows each other. Like everyone right. knows everything about each other. I teach at the rec center. I teach group fitness. And like I teach a lot of the silver sneakers. So they're seniors. They'll come in and they'll start asking me questions about where I'm from and stuff. And like their son will have gone to high school with my boss who's in her 50s. So like they've known her gosh. Her entire life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they've known me for like 20 minutes. Like, it's so like it, at first it took me a little bit like, why is it so hard to make friends here? I'm like, oh, because everyone's already known each other for 50 years or however long they've been here.
Yeah. So. And I'm sure it might be a little less common in Iowa where you are, but it's such a good feeling when you find somebody else who's a military brat who yes. because you just instantly connect with them. And even yeah. to this day, you know, as a young adult, like going to events and stuff. And, you know, I'm fortunate, but not so fortunate of the whole situation. But my dad was injured. So we have, you know, a lot of organizations who are there to support us, fortunately. And so, you know, bringing us to these events where, you know, I'm just surrounded by military kids who have been through what I've been through. It's so great to be able to say, hey, like, I'm finally around, you know, my people, my type of people. Yeah. And it's rare, you know, depending on where you live, to find people who are like that. But it's such a good feeling when you find another military brat, no matter the age difference. You know, I can talk to somebody in their 70s or 80s, you know, for hours about being a military brat.
Yeah, it really, really is. It's, and I've barely found it here. But I talk almost daily to one of my Army brat friends that we lived. I think we lived in three different places together. So like, her and I have just been friends since second grade off and on.
Yeah.
But we still text almost every day. So like those are mostly my like friends, but like not saying that people here aren't my real friends, but like my right. real friends are like those people that from childhood that get it, that I can be like, I don't understand how this works in the regular world or whatever. I'm like, yeah, that was so hard to figure out. Like, right. or whatever it is, like that now that we're kind of kicked out into the civilian world, I guess.
I know. And that's like the hardest thing. And I always said for the longest time, I never, and it's mainly because of the things I've seen and, you know, my dad's injuries and then, you know, being stationed at a military hospital, you know, you see all of these injuries come through. And we were at the height of Afghanistan. And so like 2010 through 2012 kind of timeframe. And so, you know, seeing guys like 90% burned, seeing amputees, seeing everything, I'm like, I never want to marry military. And then I had a relationship with a Marine and I'm, you know, now I'm back to single life and I'm like, I want that. Like, it's just, it's home. It's comforting, you know, that when people get it, when people understand, when, you know, you're in, you know, that's, it's home. Military, like you said earlier, you're not necessarily from somewhere, but military life is home.
Yeah, it is. When I was in high school, I used to like argue when I get in a fight with my parents. I would, you know, because we had to do some military thing or move or whatever it was, I would be like, I'll never do this to my kids. And multiple of like my high school boyfriends ended up joining the army, which my mom was like, one of them joined while I was still dating him. And my mom was like, oh, I thought
you were going to marry
someone in the army. And that didn't work out. So I'm not married to anyone in the army. But I used to always swear I never would. And now I'm like, it probably wouldn't have been the worst. But
I know.
It's so funny that I like, that was always one of my like high school things I would be so mad about. Because it would either be curfew, because, you know, my friends would have like a later curfew, but to get back on post where I lived, I had to get through the gate by 11. And my mom would always, you know, the rule was like, we're not coming to the gate to get you, like get in. And I would get really frustrated. I'd be like, I'll never make my kids live somewhere that's guarded by this gate or moving. I had to move my senior year and that was really rough. So
yeah, senior year is like always the hardest move. And it seems to happen to so many people.
Yeah, it was hard. I moved my eighth grade year, which was really hard because that's kind of like, I don't know, senior year of middle school.
Right.
And then my senior year again. And it was, I really, really struggled with it. And I don't know, I still like, I mean, it worked out because I ended up in Kansas, which is where I went to college and met my husband and all of that. But like, it was probably one of the harder years of my life because it's just a really hard year to have to move.
Yeah.
And not all my credits transferred. And it was just like a whole.
That's frustrating.
Struggle.
Yeah. And, you know, I always go back to the whole thing of everything happens for a reason. Like, you know, like you said, yes, it sucked having to move your senior year, but you went to college here, you met your husband, like everything happened. But at the same point, like in the moment, you're like, this is the most frustrating thing ever. Like, I am done. I just want to go back to, you know, I want to do whatever it takes not to be in this situation. And then, you know, in the end, you're like, oh, well, that's, you know, everything worked out the way it was supposed to. But still, it's so frustrating, especially with the military life. You have zero control as a child. I mean, service members have zero control about where they move, when they move. You get your orders and you go.
Well, we got really lucky on that move. My dad put in, so my dad was up for, I think it's War College is where that was. Mm-hmm. And you could like go to Pennsylvania, I think is where one is, but that's only like 10 months. And then you could go to Leavenworth and that was 2 years. And my sister got through high school and I got through high school. So they were like, let's just try and get one high school move.
Right.
Not two high school moves. So I think, no, I don't know how that works where you like apply. I don't know. I don't know the military side of it, but I know that they had like pushed really hard to get us to a 2-year war college.
Yeah.
And then, I kept saying, I'll stay back here and you guys go ahead. And then they made me go. But yeah. I understand. I probably could never leave a 17-year-old back, but I tried really hard.
Yeah, from the kid's perspective, you know, I have talked to countless people and I'm pretty sure my dad being one of them of, you know, y'all can move. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to move in with my friends. Like you with your friends, you make these whole plans of how you can stay where you are. But yeah, that never ends up working out very well.
No.
I've never heard a success story from it.
No, it didn't work. I tried really hard because we lived in Fort Stewart is where we were moving from. And in Georgia, there's something called the Hope Scholarship, where if you get like a certain GPA, you can go to like, you get your tuition paid at state school or something like that. I don't remember the details. I could be off, but
it probably changed too.
It's something around that. And so I was trying to like convince them, like, if I stay here, then I don't have to pay for college.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, no, you're coming with us.
But, like, no, there's military scholarships. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, pretty much. And then also my dad had been deployed a lot. So they were like, we're not going to now split us up so you can do your senior year somewhere else. So.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, like looking back, it all makes sense, but it doesn't make it any easier.
Now it's worked out great. But as a 17-year-old, it was really hard.
Right.
And teenagers are stubborn. About it. Yeah. Well, I was talking to my parents about it last night and my mom was like, yeah, it wasn't your best senior year. I'm like, yeah, but it's okay. It worked out.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I can't, you know, military life related and just life in general related. I look back and I'm like, why did, you know, I get so frustrated over something so small or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I look at it and I'm like, that's because it didn't work out. It didn't work out for a reason. You know, I'm here. I wouldn't have gotten X, Y, Z if that didn't happen. So, you know, everything, it's the way everything goes. And it's so frustrating at some points, but it's so, you know, it's relieving to know that, you know, doors that are supposed to close just automatically close, even if it's right in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And military life, you know, just presents so many changes and struggles and challenges, and it gets really frustrating sometimes, but it's so much fun at the same time.
I know it's weird, like how it's such a weird combination of it all. Because when we lived at Fort Stewart, that was when we were in like the beginning of the Iraq War. Mm-hmm. So that, like, it's, I don't know, when I like see things about that, it was such a scary time. Like,
yeah.
But at the same time, like, we had so much fun, like on our street. Like, it was a lot of the times I lived on post. A lot of times it was just the kids. I was a teenager, so I was always left in charge of like the neighbor kids because the moms would be doing whatever they had to do and all the dads were deployed. And it sounds scary when I start talking about it, but I'm like, we had so much fun at the same time.
It's right.
A weird thing.
Well, and it's those times where everything sucks. You know, it sucks having a parent deployed. Yeah. It sucks being in the middle of a war, but it's like, we're going to make the best of this. And I think, you know, military kids just have that. We've been through so much. And so we're like, all right, well, we're in a bad situation right now. This sucks, but we're going to make the most of it. And I think we just have that attitude towards so many things.
I agree. And I think, I mean, a lot of it also, I have to say, was like my mom making like kind of shielding us a little bit and letting me and my sister think that my dad worked at a computer, which is what we told people.
That was not like, he's not the in case. War.
He's at the computer. And people were like,
what?
Mom was like, just let them think that. That's fine. And right. So if we asked, she would have told us. But when we just assumed, she let us assume. And so we weren't worried about, you know, what was happening outside of us. And we were just kind of, we were all just like this little unit on our street of like teenagers. There were some elementary school kids and we were always like outside hanging out and in our own little military brat world.
Right. And that's the fun part too, is like, even to this day, you know, you can bond with military kids and no matter, you know, obviously it's different as an adult, but looking back at, you know, children and stuff, like it didn't matter if you are teenagers playing with elementary school kids or vice versa. Like, you were all there to have fun. You protected everyone. You watched out for everyone. Not that you necessarily had to do that as a military kid living on post, but, you know, you all were there to just get away from, you know, what you're dealing with. And everyone has so many different struggles that they go through, but you kind of all, like, I don't know, you bond in a really weird way.
It was definitely like a strange bond, which I didn't realize it at the time. But right. As an adult, when I look back, if I start talking about any of it, like, I can tell on people's faces, like, something, I don't know, it's definitely a strange bond. And then also, like, we were all in different friends groups, like, at school. So at school, we didn't really hang out with each other. But we'd all come home and just, like, automatically start hanging out. And, like, even at school, sometimes people would be surprised that we were even friends. And then we would come home and be, like, best friends. It was just, I don't know how else to describe it besides, like, a really strange bond that we had. And most of us, we weren't, like, old enough to drive yet. And we only had one parent home. So, like, we couldn't get driven all over. So it was kind of like,
yeah,
you can hang out here on the street.
Yeah. And those friends that you make, like, when I was growing up in Texas, one, it was just too hot to play outside most of the time. But two, like, we lived in a circle and we didn't really have many kids in that circle. But, like, we had a few neighbors and, you know, they were older than we were, but it was like, okay, well, let's do something. Let's, you know, make something. Let's hang out. And then, you know, I had friends from all over and we would just end up in one spot on base and we would all just, you know, do our thing, your kid things, you know, while all the adults did their adult things. And it's definitely, like you said, I get so many weird looks when I start talking about some things, but it's definitely a lifestyle that, one, you got to live it to know it, but two, like, this is why I love talking to people and getting everyone's insight, because then you gain so much awareness for it. And what we go through and how we live our lives and why we're, you know, still stick out like a sore thumb as adults.
Yeah.
You can pick out military kids from a crowd, you know?
A lot of times, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So the last thing I do want to ask you, though, is what advice would you give to another military child?
Oh, this one's such a hard one because everything is always like a little bit different.
Right.
But I guess something that I wish I would have realized, like, moving my senior year was like what we talked about earlier, is that everything is going to fall into place. Everything's going to happen for a reason. You're going to eventually make friends. You're going, like, it's all going to work out. And that's something that as a teenager, it was really hard to step back from the situation and realize everything's going to work out and it's going to be okay.
So. Yeah. It's the best thing to remember. It's really the only thing that you need to remember as a military kid.
Yeah. Cause you get really caught up in, like, I'm not going to get to be captain of the cheerleading squad because I'm moving. I'm not going to get to, you know, walk across the stage at graduation with my friends. I'm not going to get to do all of this, but in the long run, I have to go and do all the other things as an adult that I wouldn't have been able to do if we hadn't have moved. So
exactly. Yeah. I think that's spot on advice. Thank you so much, Michaela, for being on the podcast and sharing what it was like, you know, in your shoes of being a military brat.
Thank you for having me. I love talking about this stuff. I could talk about it like for hours.
I think just most of us
my life. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Grace of a Military Child and Life podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give it a like, follow, and comment. Also, be sure to check out Instagram and Facebook at Grace of a Military Child and Life for more awesome content. For information on the podcast, Military Child Bigs and Littles, GoAMCL blog, or other resources, visit www.goamcl.org. You can also email me at Gracie. That's GRACIE at GOAMCL.org with any questions or comments. To be a guest on the podcast, you can schedule it at www.goamcl.org/schedule-a-podcast, all one word, or contact me via social media or email. Stay tuned for the next episode where another incredible story is shared.